Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. We have Danielle joining us right now. Danielle does not want to say what city she is in, and that's fine. That will happen from time to time during Am I the Bleep Hole. But I also find out that Danielle is 7 months pregnant. Is that right, Danielle?
Yes, 7 months pregnant.
Already I have difficulty saying that a 7 month pregnant woman is a bleep hole, but that's the road that we're going to travel.
Yeah, that's not sitting right for me.
Tell us what happened and why someone thinks that you're a bleep hole.
Okay. All right. So I went to the mall the other day and I parked in a handicap spot. I had to run in like for a minute just to pick up something really fast. Mm-hmm. And when I came out, this woman, this Karen, was waiting for me at my car, and she just starts lecturing me about using the handicap space when I don't have a handicap placard to hang up in my car. And she just like went nuts and she was like, "You don't have one." And I was like, "No, I haven't gotten one yet, but I am obviously very large and pregnant. You can see that I'm pregnant, lady." And she just continued to freak out at me. And she said she called the police and,
what?
You know, there were consequences. I don't know. So I left before anyone got there.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
But she was saying that, like, it doesn't matter if I'm pregnant or not, that I need to have the sign hanging up in my car or I'm not allowed to park there.
Okay, first things first, and I got to do some Googling here, but is that allowed under handicap laws? If you're pregnant, then you can get a handicap placard to hang up in your car?
Yes, totally. You have to have a doctor's note, and it's a temporary one, but it's the same thing that people get when they, like, break their legs, you know? Like, you only need it for a little bit, but, like, yes, you... Like, if you saw someone getting out of the car with a broken leg, you would also know they were handicapped and needed to park there. So, like, what's the difference? Just, I know I could get the sign. I just haven't done it yet.
So that's the issue. You don't actually have the mm-hmm. sign to hang up in your car.
Right, right.
But you are pregnant.
Yes.
Incredibly.
Like, big.
Okay, so I guess the question is, should Danielle be allowed to park in a handicap spot with or without the handicap placard? Does that make her a bleep hole if she doesn't have one, yet she is 7 months pregnant?
I'm a little torn. I'm going to say not the bleep hole. However, I still think she could probably get a ticket for parking in a handicap spot without the placard. But this Karen needs to mind her business. Like, she's got to get out of there.
You're saying the authorities might still say she's a bleep hole for not actually having the handicap
right.
placard.
I'm not sure. I could be wrong here. I'm not sure that even the bump will get her off the hook. But yeah, like I said, this Karen definitely needs to sit down.
216-474-0104. I don't know what to think. We're also dealing with a pregnant woman, 7 months pregnant, and that always scares me. Like, I almost don't want to have an opinion.
Probably better that way.
I'm trained. Whenever a woman is pregnant, you get her whatever she wants. If it's pickles in the middle of the night, you go out and get her pickles and let her park where she wants. Marissa in Vermilion, good morning.
Good morning.
Is Danielle the bleep hole for parking in the handicap spot 7 months pregnant?
She absolutely is, yes.
You're Why? Saying yes. She is.
Oh, absolutely, yes. She, just because you're pregnant doesn't mean that you have the right to park in a handicap spot, especially if you don't have the place card. And unless she has a serious condition while she's pregnant, yeah. But also, I run a day program for the developmentally disabled. So we have 8 15 passenger vans, and we see this all the time. People park in the handicap spots because they don't want to walk. And then I have my individuals who don't have any spots to park.
Marissa, if Danielle had that placard, then it'd be fine, right? Everything would be fine?
I mean, yeah, because she would legally have it, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for listening and for calling this morning. Michelle's in Willowick. Michelle, good morning. Is Danielle the bleep hole for parking in the handicap spot?
Absolutely. I agree with Marissa. Just because you're pregnant does not mean you're handicapped. Unless you have some other serious conditions going along with that pregnancy, the majority of pregnant women do not have a handicap placard.
Okay. All right. Well, see, if I would have seen that, I wouldn't have thought that was unusual.
Yeah, I would never have called her out. I don't want to make a pregnant woman upset. I don't want to be responsible for that.
I would have just noticed that she was pregnant. It's like, oh, she's pregnant. I'm not the kind of person that normally looks to see if someone should be parking there.
No.
Like if I see a car in the handicap spot, I'm not looking to see if they have the placard.
No, I'm not either. I know that sometimes I've even heard of people getting upset, though, if somebody parks in handicap spot with a handicap sticker and like just doesn't look handicapped. And I hate that. Like,
who wants to get into that debate? Who is sticking around to get into that confrontation?
You would be shocked
really?
At the amount of people that I have heard with that exact story.
So, Danielle, sorry. Good luck with the pregnancy and everything, but you are the bleep hole in this case. I think the evidence is overwhelming. The techs seem to agree. The Karen was right?
Wow, that never happens.
The Karen was right.
Karen, you get this one.
Q104.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.